This is Daf HaShavua, Maseches Ksuvos, Daf Vav, Shir number 3. We are on Vav and Beis, right in the middle of the page where it says El Amarava. Let's remind ourselves, we had a Mishnah. The Mishnah had said that a Chassan is Patur from Kriyashma for the Laila Harishon Ad Motzei Shabbos, from Wednesday night until Motzei Shabbos. So that includes Friday night. Now, why is he Patur from Shema on Friday night? Presumably because he is Torah Tirdid Mitzvah. He's preoccupied with the fact that he has the Mitzvah of Bir Rishona. And that's why he's exempt from Kriya Shema. So that shows you, that disproves Shmuel. Shmuel, who says that Bir Rishon is not allowed on Friday night, so making Chabur or whatever the issue is. So here it sounds like it is Mutter Friday night. Otherwise, we would not exempt the Chassan. So the Gemara says, well, maybe he's not Torud, preoccupied in the fact that he's about to perform a mitzvah, but rather he's Patur because he's Torah, the fact that he did not perform the mitzvah yet, meaning it's now Friday night. He got married on Wednesday. Bir Rishon was supposed to be Wednesday night. So he's very anxious because he hasn't performed the mitzvah. So he's Torud, the fact that the Gemara says, as Abai suggested, Torud delo boil, that he didn't have beer yet. So that's not being preoccupied with the mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that he did not perform. He certainly cannot perform the mitzvah tonight. That's the way Shmuel would defend his position. The Rava asked, what do you mean? Since when are you Patur from Stam Tirda? When you're Torud to perform a mitzvah, that I understand. But if you're Torud Stam because you're anxious, you didn't perform Bir Rishona yet. So if the marriage hasn't been consummated, that's on your mind. That does not exempt you from mitzvahs. An Avil is chayv in all mitzvahs except tefillin on the first day. An Avil, his mind is also preoccupied, but that does not exempt him from a mitzvah. So how do we explain? We have a Mishnah that says that a chassan is Patur from Shema. It must prove that a chassan is chayav in is able to perform the mitzvah of Bir Rishona on Friday night, because it says he's Patur from Shema Friday night. That presupposes that there is a mitzvah Friday night of Bir Rishona, and that must mean, and because he's Torahed b'mitzvah, regular Torah, the regular preoccupation does not work, like by an Avel, this must be that he's preoccupied with the performance of the mitzvah itself. So El Amar Rav, in the middle of the page, Tanoihi, you're right, the it is a machlokes, Tanoim, you have to say that the way we will view whether or not you can have Bir Rishona with a Besula on Friday night must be a Machlokes Tanoim. Meaning, the Mishnah that says Chassan is Patur from Kriya Shema on Friday night, that clearly disproves Shmuel. That shows that you can have Bir Rishona on Friday night. But that doesn't mean that every Mishnah disproves Shmuel. As he says, Elgen Almarava Tanoi Ditana Chada Imlo Asa Maisa Barishon Pataraf Bisheni. So look at this one, Bryce. If you didn't have Bir Rishon on the first night, which is Wednesday night, you Pataraf Bisheni, Patur from reading Shema, even on the next night, which is Thursday night. Bisheni Pataraf Bishlishi. And if you didn't consummate the marriage when on Thursday night, so you Patur, then on Friday night, you Patur from Shema. V'tanya idach. So that b'risa obviously supports what we had said before and is a kasha on Shmuel. But look at this other b'risa. V'tanya idach. Rishon Visheni Patur. Yeah, the Chatzin's Patur from Kriya Shema on the first night of the second night, Wednesday night and Thursday night. But Ushlichi Chayev, but he's Chayev on the third night. Why is he Chayev? Because it's Shabbos, it's Friday night, and you're not allowed to have beer. That is, so that Brisa seems to support the fact that you cannot have beer Rishon with the Besula on Friday night. And that would support Shmuel. Now, Va'abaye. Now, Abaye says, no, you don't have to assume that that's the machlokes. One Bryce says Bir Rishona is allowed Friday night. One says it's not allowed. Abaye will say, Hasam Nami, Bitir de Pligi. You could say, no, the machlokes between those two Bryces is whether or not we view the fact that he did not have Bir Rishona already, and that anxiety, that preoccupation, will exempt you from Shema. Maybe that's what's happening. Take a look at Rashi Va'abaye. It's about 13 or so lines before it gets wide. Va'abaye, Omar lo, Hanuch Tanoi Nami Bitir de Pligi. That's what they're arguing. There's no issue here. Are you allowing Bir Rishona Friday night? You're not allowing Bir Rishona Friday night? No. Abai will say, I can explain everything it has to do with whether or not we take into account Tirda of Bia that you have not performed just yet. No, the brisa that says you're parted from Shema even on the third night, that was the first brisa, that's not because it's permitting you to have Bir Rishona. Maybe it cannot be Rishona at all. In fact, Abai is coming to tell you that Shmuel can explain both brisas. You can't have Bir Rishona at all, and both brisas do not allow it. The first brisa, which is saying that he's parted from Shema, is because that brisa believes that Eloka Sover Hamitzdayer Tzar Shel Mitzvah parted from Kriya Shema. V'lo Dami La'avel D'Taratir D'Rishus. Now here you have Rashi explaining what Abai never said back to Rava, but was thinking when Rava says, "What is since when you tarud about a mitzvah that you didn't perform, Taratir exempts you? Were you pissed an avel pater?" So Abai doesn't have to respond. You know why? Like, it's obvious. Very different. Why? V'lo dami l'avil. D'taratir d'rishus. An avil's tirda, his preoccupation, is voluntary. Shein tsaro mitzvah. There's no mitzvah for him to be sad. Afal pisha avel uso mitzvah. So, yeah. But is avelus mitzvah? Being sad is not a mitzvah. However, when it comes to the chasan, so yeah, his mind is preoccupied with performing a mitzvah. That itself is a preoccupation with a mitzvah. Very different than avelus. Uman de bechayev savar tirda lo patar. And the second bai says, yichayev to read Kriya Shema on Friday night, obviously holds that a tirda will not patar you. How would Rava learn? V'Rava amar de memutter livol pligi, v'hani tanoi kani tanoi. And Rava obviously says, that's not the machlokas. Rather, the machlokas is whether you can have bir rishona or not. Okay, either way, Shmuel, who says you cannot have bir rishona, either way is defended. Either he is the author of the second brisa, or he would support the second brisa, or according to Rava, and according to Rabbaye, he can fit in with both brisas. Okay, so back in the Gemara, and the Gemara now says, Vahani Tanoi, Kehani Tanoi. We're about two-thirds of the way down, beginning of the line, Tanoi, Ditanya. So what are we saying right now? The Gemara now says, these Tanoim follow these other Tanoim. How so? Disanya, Hakone says Abasula, Lo Yivol B'tchila B'Shabes. So this is based on Rava, meaning Rava, who says that the two brises above are teaching us, the first opinion is, you can have Bir Rishona Friday night. The other one's saying, you cannot, and that's why the Chatzin is not Pater from Shema on the third night, which is Friday night. So Rava would say that these two brises we're about to quote are arguing on the same thing. This time, Yaakone says, Ach Besula, a person who marries a Besula, Lo Yivol B'tchila B'Shabes, V'chachamim Atirin. So there you have it. You have a brisa. You have one Tana, which is the Tana Kama. He says you cannot have Bir Rishona. Shmuel would obviously subscribe to that opinion. And the Chachamim say that it's mutter. And now the Gemara wants to know, what's the basis of this machlokas? Man Chachamim, who's, or the Chachamim who allow Bir Rishona on Friday night? After all, you're making a Chabura, or you're making a Pesach. Amar Rabba, Rabbi Shimon, he, Damar Dover Sheinu Miskavein, mutter, who says the Dover Sheinu Miskavein is mutter, and which we said before, and after, and we would say he is, remember, Lahanoas Atzmo, Humachavein, and the fact that there's bleeding taking place, that is a Dover Sheinu Miskavein, and that's why it's going to be, that's going to be permitted. Now, if you remember, earlier we mentioned that Rav allowed Bir Rishona on Friday night, as we said, again, against the opinion of Shmuel, but he allowed Bir Rishona even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Remember, Rabbi Yehuda, a whole Dover Sheinu Miskavein is usher. And yet Rav held like Rabbi Yehuda. And we explained over there that the fact that you're making a Pesach, that's a kilkel. And since it's a kilkel, we allow such a thing. So there are ways to explain, right? Rav wouldn't necessarily have to say that, as the Gemara says now, that the author of the Chachamim is Rabbi Shimon. You could say Bir Rishona is allowed even if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, the way Rav understood Rabbi Yehuda, that we would view this as a kilkel. Okay, nonetheless, the Gemara over here obviously is following the opinion That not so, that we would not necessarily view the way Rav understood, that we would say, well, that's a destructive act. No, maybe it's a constructive act. And therefore, we would not, making a Pesach, we would say, you cannot call a kilkul. So therefore, we would hold, like Rabbi Shimon, Rav obviously holds that the author here is Rabbi Shimon. But not everyone would have to say that. You could say that Chachamim would say it's Mutter B'Rishona, doesn't necessarily have to be Rabbi Shimon. Okay, Amar Le Abaye. So Abaye challenges Rav and says, hold on. How could Rabbi Shimon be the author of the Chachamim's opinion that it's mutav bir rishona? Because why? The bleeding is, you're telling me, is a damashen miskavin. Va'moda Rabbi Shimon b'psik resh of lo yamos. It's inevitable. It's a psik resh. It's going to bleed. Amar lei. And we made reference to this in the past. Lo kahalalu bavliim she'en bikin bahatia. No, not like the Babylonians, who are not bucky to have bia on a little bit on an angle and avoid the bleeding. Eliyesh Bikin Bahatia. There are those who do know how to come in at an angle, and that way you're not going to violate the Shabbos. It will not be a psik resh. It's not inevitable, since there are people who are bucky Bahatia, and that's why even Rabbi Shimon, even though Rabbi Shimon holds psik resh, Davashim Niskavin is usher, this would be psik resh. That's not a psik resha. So the Gemara says, Im Kain, Toreid Lama. Hold on one second. So let's go back. You told me before that you have a chassan is pater from reading Shema. Why is he pater from reading Shema? Because he's Torud. He's Torud. He's preoccupied. He's nervous how he's going to do Bir Rishona. It's very new to him. What do you mean? It sounds like what you're saying is that people are Baki Bahatia. So the same reasoning you give to explain why this is not a psik resha should be reason to assume that a chassan should be chayv in Kriya Shema. So, but those don't go together. We see that he's pater from Shema. And yet you're telling me in the same breath that it's not a psik resha because people are baki bahatia. So the Gemara says, l'sheino baki. No, you're absolutely right. A person who is a baki would be pater, would be chayv in Shema. When that Mishnah says a chassan is pater, and that's for a sheino baki. One who is not knowledgeable, who cannot, is not baki bahatia. Says the Gemara, really, yomer baki mutter. Sheino baki aser. Does that make any sense? Do we make, should we do such a thing? Right? That's not going to work. Here you're going to have, shouldn't we have a universal practice? People are going to say, oh, if you're a baki, you're allowed to have bia rishona. And if you're not a baki, you're not allowed to have bia rishona. So the Brisa doesn't say that. The Brisa seems to say pretty much categorically, you're allowed to have bia on Friday night, as the Chachamim say. Did they make that distinction? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why the Chachamim say it's muta, because rov bikiyin hein. We have a rov. Majority of people are baki. Second wide line in Rashi says Rashi bikiyin hein hilchos stama lapsik resha velo yomo. So therefore, you can assume that it's not going to be a psik resha, because most people know that to be the case. Okay. Now that being said, that's learning the Gemara. Okay, that's very nice. That explains why it's not a psik resha. What you did not answer is, why then, we also have a stam, the Mishnah seems to be pretty much stama, that a chassan and pata from Kriyashma. If rov are bikin hein, so then a chassan generally should be chayv in Kriyashma. So that is a question the Rishonim ask, the Rashba. Actually, I'll quote from the Rashba here. Vein perusha mechave, learning like Rashi learned doesn't make sense. The kasha lidim kain brisa diktani chassan pata from Kriyashma ad motzei Shabbos, hechem ishkachasla. Where are you going to find a case where a chassan is pata from Shema? Ibebaki, right? If he's a baki, ha eno tarer veno pater. He's not preoccupied and he's not exempt. And if he's eno baki, ha eno mutter livol. Well, then hold on one second. If he's not a baki, watch this. Then he's not allowed to be rishon at all. So why should he be pater from Shema on Friday night? Right? So that doesn't make sense. So now the Rashba, in defending Rashi's position, says ve'esher derava isle. The tirda de lo matzia ba'il tirda hi ukadabai. Maybe Rav, or maybe this is Rava here, maybe can now say, you know what, maybe Abai is correct. Abaye was the one who suggested that a tirudah of what? A mitzvah that I have not yet performed. It's now Friday night, and I wanted to perform the mitzvah on Wednesday night. It's already Friday night. I'm so anxious about that. I haven't done Birushona yet. That would be a reason enough to exempt. So yes, in the same breath, you can say you're not allowed to be Rishon on Friday night because you are not a Bucky. At the same time, you're putter from Shema because you're preoccupied because you didn't perform the mitzvah yet. That's one possibility. But he then quotes from Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam, we have here in Tosfos as well. But I'll read from the Rashba of Rabbeinu Tam Zal Pirish. He says like this. He says, V'hilkoch le'inyan kriyashma p'turin. Klomar. She'ein miu ruban b'kiyin hein b'shas maiseh. Meaning, we don't, what happens is that most people are not machzik themselves as a bucky. The reality is when things need to take place, they know what they're doing and they can maneuver and they can avoid the bleeding and violating Shabbos. But they don't consider themselves to have that chazaka as a baki. Umi uruban bikin b'shas maise ela shaharov einon machzikin atzman kiyodin. So now I understand why we can have a split psak. V'hilkach linyan kriyashma p'turin. Why shachar tidas haleva devarim amurim. Because they're thinking, I'm preoccupied. I'm allowed to have beer Rishona. Why? Because in the end of the day, Elamaisa rov bikin hein, which means that I'm not going to cause the bleed. It's not a psik resha. But at the same time, the person could be considered tarud, even though he's bucky, bahatia, because he doesn't consider himself bucky. Avalin and Shabbos, mutter. Sheruban bikin v'shas maisa, and that's what it means when the Gemara says rov bikin ba'atiyahim v'shas maisa the rov bikin, but it doesn't mean that. But they're not machzik themselves as bikin, and that's why there is a tirdah de mitzvah which would exempt them from shema. Very nice. Okay, so now the Gemara says, after rov bikin, we are 5 lines from the bottom. Amalei rova bar rav chana la bay elamiata. Hold on 1 second. If you're telling me that they're biki and they can avoid bleeding, so then what do you need shoshvinin for? Now, what are the shoshvinin? So we're going to see this later on Daf Yud Beis. Look at 3 lines down into Rashi, into the wide lines. Shoshvinin lama meyacha sheish biki and liver below dam. Hatatanya lakama, we learn later on in a brisa. Hamahayumamidim lahem shnei shoshvinin. They would actually put 2 groomsmen to examine. To be around, to accompany them, to examine. In what way are they effective or helpful if the chasen is baki bahatia anyway? To have them around to make sure no one's hiding in the sheet and no one's doing this, no one's doing that. What would be the purpose of them if you're telling me they're baki bahatia? So that, and or mapa lomeli. What do you need a mapa for? Same question. To be mevira the besulim. So amalei. No, I'll tell you why. Hasam shema yira viabed. No, there it's different. We're afraid maybe there will be blood, and he may try to get rid of it. So it's important to know. Look at next Rashi, 5 lines from the bottom in Rashi. Amalei, 6 lines from the bottom. Amalei shema yira viabed shema lo yata. Maybe he won't go in on an angle. V'yotidam and v'yabdenu, but he'll make it get lost. V'yomer lo matasidam dilu bahatia im baliton tomar lo adain besulani. Very nice. So says the Gemara. Fine. Masiv Rabbi Ami a little bit more. Rabbi Ami raised the following question: Hanefis mursa b'shabes. So we're going to see based on this, it seems once again to disprove the position of Shmuel that beer is shown as usher on Shabbos. It sounds like it should be mutter. How do I know? A person opens up a boil on Shabbos. So here, im lasos lopeh, if the goal is to make an opening, so chayef, why? Because we've mentioned in the past, vayivin asatzeila, there is bone on the body, and making a pesach is part of bone, so that would be true in a building, and that's true on the body. So if there's a opening up the boil, in order so that the air gets in and out, so you're going to be chayef for bone on Shabbos. But if your primary purpose is just to, out of the pain, to get rid of the pus, then A potter, your potter, and happens to be top Rashi. This is one of three cases. Rekaimalan potter umutter lechatchila b'tzir Shabbos. This beginning of Masecha Shabbos is one of the examples of something where we say potter, but we don't mean potter avalas, we mean mutter lechatchila. So what do you see from here? So we're assuming that this is exactly the same thing, that those who don't allow birishon on Shabbos is because of the bleeding, it's cause of wounding, and not because of a Pesach that you're making. So it sounds like we have the right to assume the same thing, that making the Pesach is a Devar Shein Miskaven, and therefore it's allowed. Either based on Rabbi Shimon, let's say, we could certainly look at it that way. Or maybe Rabbi Ami here thinks that there's no bone by a human being. Either way, it sounds like from here that if you're allowed, the purpose is lahotzi mimena lecha, not to make a Pesach, and when it comes to Bir Rishona, the same thing, the purpose is hanas atzmo, what have you, and not to make a Pesach, so then that should be mutter as well. Says the Gemara, no, you can't compare the cases. Hasam pakid va'akir, over there, when it comes to the pus, so it's already contained together, and akir, and it is detached from the flesh of the body, and therefore it's really mamish, not a problem at all. It's all ready to go. Rashi, three lines down, va'akir kulo min abasar va'omid lotzeis, but ach adam besulim. What's the story? Pakid huvelo akir, says Rashi. Even if you hold down mifkat pakid, still, what does it mean it's stored? It doesn't mean it's not exactly stored like the pus. It's still attached to the wall somewhat. It's stored, it's contained, it may not be the same as blood that's in other limbs. It's like mechubar. It's not the same as pus. And that's why maybe Mefres Mercer is permitted, but still we could defend the position of Shmuel that Bir Rishona would be prohibited.